Everyone else was used to this kind of talk from Mrs. Stitch, but the poor new neighbour. She almost started to cry. Everyone felt so bad for her. She had learned a lesson about living in this village. Don't talk to Mrs. Stitch. If she saw any garden animals, she'd chase after them with her broom. There were no flowers in her garden, and animals weren't welcomed there. The only thing that Mrs. Stitch had, right at the bottom of her garden, was a hen house. Mrs. Stitch loved to eat eggs. She'd eat them fried, scrambled, or boiled. She ate eggs for breakfast every day. In fact, she ate so many, it was a surprise she didn't look like an egg herself. Mrs. Stitch didn't like the garden animals, and the animals didn't much like Mrs. Stitch. When they saw her coming out of her house and into the garden, they ran away as fast as they could. But we need to get back to our story. With all of the flowers blooming and all of the vegetables growing, you can probably guess what time of year it was. Yes, it was springtime. This season meant one very special event for Bonnie Bunny, the annual Easter egg hunt. All the animals loved to race around the garden looking for the hidden eggs. After the dark days of winter, all the animals looked forward to the Easter egg hunt. Mrs.